Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Get it.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, I'm choking on water. Shut up. Don't judge me. It's Monstrous Radio Takeover Tuesday. We're going to go ahead and jump right into it. This is some Chris Brown.
You know what time it is?
It's called Only For Me, featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Verse Simmons.
And
yeah, so let's listen to
me.
It. With a roar. Takeover Tuesday. Monstrous Radio Live.
So they ain't gotta tell no lies, girl. You ain't gotta tell no lies. I don't wanna be the one to judge you. Baby, it's your life. I ain't gonna gas you up, girl. But that ass on fire. And I know you got a man, but f*** that night, waste your time, try brother. I just wanna come through. You got friends? I ain't tryna press you. Do you got plans? Room 112 at the Four Seasons. Get the key downstairs. Get it on your way in. She said I ain't got no panties on.
Don't worry about it, ain't got nothing to do with it. I knew as soon as I hit it more than once. I gave you the wrong impression, still haven't learned my lesson. That loving good has been a motherfucker. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Girl, I got you sprung in the mud. Oh, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah.
You know it's them other girls that come around you all the time. And you can't believe that it's your best friend. When you say, how could you cheat with them? I should have been told her. I had a couple of friends over. We started drinking. I wish I would have stayed sober. We started dancing. They started pulling straight to the bed. Then we started f***ing.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, my pillowcase. Yeah. Mascara on my sheets. Oh, oh, oh. She's shaking for the money. She
gon' drop that air. Only for me. She gon' pop that.
Whoa.
Only for me. Dance,
whoa.
Dance, dance, do it. Only for me.
Do it.
Dance,
get
dance,
it,
dance, do it. Only for me.
Get it, get it.
Hey, let's go ahead and keep it grooving with Aaliyah, some R&B. I got some more independent Minnesota artists coming up. This is Tank. The new album is banging. I'm just saying, you got Chris Brown or Trey Songz. Man, let's just hear this one. It's called Savage.
She gotta have it. Let her meet the boss,
yeah.
Put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you and doing Savage. Girls like you and do a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you and do a savage. Yeah. I'm a real fucking trapper. Once I set the trap, I'll be fucking something after. Pick a Molly sweet, just run about them faster. She was kinda neat and now she almost a disaster. Oh, I'm a real fucking master. I took her to school and now she taking off like NASA. Used to wait now, nigga, ain't gotta ask her. Give her the tools, now bitch way better. Oh no my God, what have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game, she having fun. She starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh. Good girls like you and do a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you and do a savage. We ain't doing nothing basic. We gon' overdo it till these motherfuckers hate it. I'ma put it in you and then I want you to take it. And flip it so good, everybody wanna taste it. Yeah. You can tell that you're my favorite. I give you the gas, now you burning up the pavement. If you ever leave, I'ma probably have to chase it. Took too long to make it, now I can't replace it. Oh no, my God, what have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game, she having fun. She starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage.
Yeah, Takeover Tuesday, online radio with the Rawr, Monsters Radio Live, DJ E Monster. We got the Monstars tuning in. I got one more track to play, and then after that, we're going to open up the lines, 424-243-9649, and make sure you push 1 if you want to talk. You dig? So check this one out. This one right here is for all you hot ladies that when y'all go out, your ankle don't go pop, pop, because you know how to walk in them heels. Pose, baby. Pose. Yeah. Get your pose on. Takeover Tuesday. Monsters Radio Live.
Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Bling your hair and strike a pose. Yeah. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Wipe me down. Strike a pose. Yeah. Why you wanna pop shit? Come on, come on, get some commas in your pockets. Come on, come on, always been a bad bitch. Sing my name, I will obliterate your whole clique. Give me all your money if you love me. I should win a Tony acting funny. I got my own crib, you wanna keep me company? Yeah, we can go there, just tell your girlfriend don't cover me. Look at that girl, yeah.
ain't none to me. Change your life, give me one day. You can be just like me one day. On and on and on and on and on.
On and on.
Hashtag when you strike a pose. Bad bitches alive.
Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Fling your hair and strike a pose. Yeah. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Wipe me down. Strike a pose. Yeah. Pop shit. Come on, come on. Get some commas in your pockets. Come on, come on. Always been a bad bitch. Sing my name, I will obliterate your whole clip.
Anybody wanna be somebody? Anybody wanna be somebody? They told me I won't be nobody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Apply yourself, you can be somebody. They told me I won't be nobody. Told myself I'ma be somebody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Nosy neighbors wonder how I get my income. Maybe you won't mind your business when you get some. You wanna ride the wave, smile in my face, then you diss me. I see the stars on your snakes, keep it 150. Look at that girl with the big old booty. You don't know me, don't say nothing to me. Respect my mind like Aretha say. You can be just like me one day. On and on and on and on and on.
On and on.
Hashtag when you strike a pose. Bad bitches alive.
Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Fling your hair and strike a pose. Yeah. Strike a pose. Strike a pose.
Strike a pose.
Strike a pose. Wipe it down. Strike a pose. Yeah. Pop shit. Come on, come on. Get some commas in your pockets. Come on, come on. Always been a bad bitch. Sing my name, I will obliterate your whole clip.
Anybody wanna be somebody? Anybody wanna be somebody? They told me I won't be nobody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Apply yourself, you can be somebody. They told me I won't be nobody. Told myself I'ma be somebody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody.
Yeah, on a Takeover Tuesday, strike a pose. Yeah, hey, this is how we do it on Tuesday night. Middle of the week, we ain't even hit the hump yet. I'm just saying, it's unbelievable. Should be tuning in and just a bit. I think this might be one of our monsters now. Let me check in and see who this is. 678-478. You heard that bing in your ear. Who we got on the line? Hello.
B, what's up? It's your girl, Jazzy B. Hey. Hey, monster.
What's good, Jazzy?
What's happening? What's happening? You know, I had to call and miss with you today because it's Takeover Tuesday. You know, I ain't been on Takeover Tuesday in a good little minute, so I had to come take over a little bit, you know. How you doing? Hello?
Well, damn. I don't know what happened. It kicked me out. Man. Oof. You see that, Jazzy? I know Jazzy's like, what the hell just happened?
Jazzy was like, what the hell? I was like, it works, though. What is going on?
Oh, snap.
Now they want to kick you out when I finally join Takeover Tuesday and shit.
Oh, what the hell? What's going on? Oh, snap. Oh, so what's good with you? I mean, it's been a little hot minute. You know what I mean? What's been good with you?
It's hot. I've been working and working and slaving and working.
Mm-hmm.
But Gunna did drop a mixtape today that is awesome.
Oh, okay. Okay. A brand new one just fresh off the press today?
Yes, fresh off the press at 12 p.m. today.
Okay. Okay. I think you were about to tell them where they can get it at.
Yes. You can find it on Spinderella. You can also go on his SoundCloud at SG Gutter. On Spinderella, it will be So Gone Gutter, Young Clan. It'll be up under Young Clan. But if you type in SG Gutter, you will be able to find it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I definitely got some of Gutter's music. It's not on this mixtape, but still you can get the vibe of what he got going on. You dig? So, let's see. What do we got coming up in the show? Let's see. We still got to get to the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. So much stuff. I might even make some of it really, really short. You dig? I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff over here in the entertainment news. Like, here's a big one that stands out to me, and I'll ask you first. You know, I won't talk too much about it, but just to put it in your mind and let it marinate, maybe somebody got some info I may not have, and they can call in and share with us. But did you know there, Jazzy B, did you know that Master P tried to have his own weed?
What? Wait, what? Master P has his own weed or is trying to get his own weed?
He has already. Well, we'll get into it in a little bit. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. Let's see, what's another one we're going to talk about? Okay, Oh, snap. We'll find out. Did you hear the new stuff about Tyrese and his divorce that's going on?
Yes. That poor little baby.
Oh.
Yes, I heard our news.
With her whole voice changed, yeah. That's my baby.
My heart goes out. I love Tyrese. His voice is beautiful. I love his music. And I think, you know, from what I've seen, you know, most celebrities got dirt out here. You know, I really haven't seen too much about
Right.
The videos that I've seen, watching him with his daughter, and, you know what I'm saying, he generally loves his kids. And that's all he cares about.
Right. Now, I did see some stuff about some video stuff. About, you know, him in tears and things like that. And then I don't have much information about it. I did see just a little bit of it, so I won't go much into it. But I think he got 50 Cent came at him a little sideways from one of his videos.
Because, you know, 50 Cent is very petty. Cent is very petty. Very. And he knows this. And he thrives on it.
Right. Okay. So, all right, we're going to talk about that a little bit. All right, we're going to talk about that coming up in a little bit. Also, some news on Jordan Sparks for you American Idol fans out there. There's some stuff on that. Now, the one I really want to make short, if I do talk about it, is the whole Judge and Meek Mill. Oh, my goodness. This is, like, turned into, it should be a reality show. I'm just saying it should be on Fox or something like that. That's what it looks like to me. But, hey, it's real life. But, it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm like, what? I can't say all this. I take 30 minutes in the show just doing that part. You there?
Yeah.
Just that part. So, all right. So, let's check out this Gutter music right quick. Maybe one extra track. I don't know. We'll see what's up. Takeover Tuesday. And then, we'll get into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. So, all right, y'all, tell them one more time, Jazzy B, where can they find his mixtape? This isn't off his new mixtape, but still, you can get the vibe of what his music is like. But where can they find that mixtape again one more time?
You can find it on Spinderella at... So Gone Gutter, and it'll be up under Young Clan. That's YUNGKLAN, and you will find him. Tyson's so gone, and but it just dropped today, and there's not one song on there that you're not going to like. So go check that out.
There it is.
Get some real music.
So, all right, so remember, people, we're going to get it posted inside the Monstars page on Facebook. So remember, that's the best place to find us and connect with us and find the things that we're going to that we're promoting and putting out there is the Monstars. That's a capital T, a lowercase H-E, capital M, lowercase O-N-S-S-T-A-R-Z. It's easy to find, and you can find, you get it up there in that page. You can find it there or else on my page, Jazzy B's page, also on our social media. So check it out. It's called Full of Money, Monsters Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday. Brother. Come on now. Come on now. There we go.
Got a duff bag full of money. 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 Duff bag full of money. Thump thump through that money. Big duff bag full of money. My partner keep it a hundred. I gotta get to the money. I gotta keep me some money. I always keep it a hundred. I remember being down bad. I went and found me some money. Like a diamond in the rough. Why I shine like money. Stay on top of my hustle. Had to grind for the money. Ride or die for the money. Shots fired by the money. Man down by the money. We ain't playing around by the money. Wake up and then I go chase. Yeah, I'm trying to get the money. I want a whole lot of hunters. I want a whole lot of money. Got me down the cliff for these monkeys. Bought my swag on the hunter. Bought me down to the money. I was on the air getting money. Got a duff bag for the 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 money. Chugging hard for the money, money. Pull your car for the money, money. My squad get money. Trying black card that money. Working hard for the money. Working hard for the money. I go retarded by the money. Wake up early, get money. Sunday out, we get money. Money ain't nothing but count up the honey. Run it up. Tuesday, you know that it back to the money. Fuck up a sack. Wanna be duff bag for nothing but money. Commas and digits. After that, another bag for the money. For chicken. I ain't gotta say nothing. Mouth swag, say money. Smoke the whole onion. 90% of these niggas don't keep it a hundred. Go hit your bitch and then back to the money. Got a duff bag for 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 the money. Okay, to my partner. Now my brother name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, take over Tuesday.
Gotta. Let's get it.
Okay. Yeah. So up next, this guy Chan's been posting our posts and our links on Twitter. Shout out to Colossal Music Group. Up next, I got some Flex Capone.
If Flex is listening right now, he's probably like, dog, play another one of my tracks. My bad, dog. This is just my shiznit right here. For real, for real. Flex Capone, Blow Your Mind. Monsters Radio. We open the lines right after this. I said we open the lines right after this.
Put up in it, S550, yeah. Shorty says she wanna roll, so let's get it, yeah. That a strip doing that, it running through the legs. Ain't no question, baby, this what we gon' do tonight. We gon' hit Bellagio, throw a couple dice. Girl, I spend it high, get it, I don't check the price. I see you in tight, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get your limelight. Say that you ain't never seen a sunrise from a presidential suite all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. You're saying that you won't come nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any games. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same, no, no. Girl, I like your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shout it, what it's gonna take. You're so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate. Yeah, ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I said can't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody do it like you.
Can't nobody else do it like that. Drop it low to the floor, do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Now let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take them clothes off ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them ass cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make you call me Biggie when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down, what's the best stroke? My stroke, tongue out, down your throat. Nothing else to do, you climaxed, I'm through. 1, 2, 2. Let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. And show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I like your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shout it, what it's gonna take. You so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I said can't nobody do it like you.
Yeah. So, all right. That's Flex Capone. We're going to go ahead and get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Monsters Radio Live, and also known as the Entertainment News. So, all right, Jazzy, let me get some background music going over here right quick. You know, yeah, no, it just sounds better to me. I don't know why. It just does. So, all right, let's see. Here we go. We're going to roll with this one right here. Yeah, we're going to get it going here in just a second. There we go. All right, so here we go. So, first of all, we started out talking about Master P and his Master Weed. So, okay, this is what's going on. I don't know if you knew about this, but the... Huh?
I need to know if these are facts. I need some...
Put in order. Yeah, okay. Well, as you know, like with the whole weed flush in Colorado, California, all those states that legalized it, well, you know, they opened up dispensaries. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, opened up some dispensaries and they're making a lot of money off of these dispensaries. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently Master P, you know, he's a mogul when it comes to being an entrepreneur and getting into things. He's suing a company because he invested in a company, and he's saying that they left him high and dry. I guess no pun intended. But this is what it says here in the article. It says, Master P teamed up with a cannabis company to help spread his own brand of buds across California. It bailed on him at the cost of millions. According to a new lawsuit, the rap mogul joined the legal cannabis industry in November 2016, which he launched of his brand, Masterpiece Trees. Man, what a name. claims he struck a deal with a privateer holding in March 2017 to produce and distribute his products in Cali. According to the docs,
The deal was for a 1 year, and Master P would promote the brand and cover half the cost of production. Profits would be split down the middle. The official product launch was set for July Music Fest, where Master P was performing. Problem is, according to the lawsuit, the privateer reneged on the deal in late July and left Master P holding the bag. Oops. The rapper suing for breach of contract and fraud, claiming the privateer never really wanted to work with him, but rather to get the inside look on the urban hip-hop and demographics of cannabis users for his own benefit. Wow, I see what he's saying on that. Now, he wants $25 million in lost profits and damages. They reached out to the guy who did the investing, the privateer, but so far no words back yet. Okay. So that was going to be Masterpiece Trees. I mean, I can see what he's saying, though. I mean, if he was going to be at some type of big fest and they was going to promote it there, you know, he probably would have made all his money back right there that one day.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah. Smoke some Master P Trees while he's performing. Oh, man, come on. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right. Let's see. What else we got? Okay. So now here's the one, Sorry. We got to talk about your baby. It's about Tyrese, y'all. Now, I like Tyrese, too. As you remember, Jazzy, we did an interview with this guy. And I just want to say this beforehand, before we go into this part. We're not even going to say all that, because actually that wasn't in private. But he's a real stand-up guy. He sticks to his word no matter what. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? I'm going to leave it like that. So, all right. So, this is what they talk about Tyrese. Now, people know he's going through a divorce. I guess he's having problems with his ex-wife. I guess I shouldn't say they're going through a divorce. But his ex-wife wants him to take a mental evaluation. So, this is what the article says. So, it's the lawyer for Tyrese Gibson's ex-wife, Norma, just told the court it's essential for the judge and their custody war to demand a mental evaluation of the act in light of recent bizarre action. Now, the attorney, Aline Tanjana, I can't say her name. The attorney, Aline, she was referring to the various videos Tyrese had posted referencing Norma and Shayla. Is that how you pronounce his daughter? Is it Shayla or Shyla? I think it's Shayla.
Shyla.
All right.
Shyla.
The attorney, okay, Shyla. All right. The attorney also mentioned the court. mentioned in a court-appointed evaluator has been referred to Tyrese as having a mental illness. Norma is going for a permanent restraining order against Tyrese, and she urged Tuesday that he violated the temporary order by posting the videos talking about their 10-year-old daughter. The judge did not order a mental evaluation, at least not yet. Okay. I mean, I haven't seen the video. Have you seen the video?
Yes, I did see the video. He said in his video, what more do you want from me? I already pay you $30,000 in child support every month. All I want is my daughter.
And she's asking for a mental evaluation because of that?
Yes. He said all he wants is his daughter. She's the only thing that matters. And he was bawling his eyes out.
Okay. Now we got Miss Unbelievable. She's tapping in now. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Jazzy.
Hey, Bo.
There you go.
How you doing? I'm so good on my work day.
Oh, hey, Emo. Hey, how you doing?
Good in the hood.
Be hating on our girl time.
I know, always.
Whatever. I gotta get some dogs in here. Woof, 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 woof.
Something,
man. It is what it is. Oh, that sounds like an old pit bull. That's what it is. But I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, did you catch what we were talking about with the Tyrese? Or did you catch what we were talking about with the Master P Buds or Master P's Trees?
Yep, I caught both of those. But I know with the Tyrese, I know she was accusing him of sexually assaulting the daughter, and he was cleared mm-hmm. from those charges. So that's why she still wants him to get a eval, because she's still trying to say mm-hmm. that in some way he, you know, he's unstable for their daughter. So, but he's been cleared of those charges. So she's still trying to just do what she, trying to do, or he won't get custody of daughter.
I really just can't see that with us having have talked to him and, you know, him sharing deep, intimate stuff with us. I just cannot see it. I'm sorry.
Right.
I just can't.
Well, you know what? I always feel people hit below the belt when they're trying to get their way. So, and they lie and they do whatever they need to do. And especially, you know, women who feel like that man has got clout and she may not. And so they always go for things that are not true. And they just don't understand that's how they will lose the trust from the judge. And that's how they lose, you know, custody of their children when they get to lying and saying different things like that. So it's unfortunate that that we ladies still have to go that route and men have to still get that abuse, you know, from the women in their lives. It wasn't always like that. So why resort to that?
Right.
Right.
That is true, though. That is true, though. Some people, yeah, they do resort to some, like, oof. Oof, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Why is you saying that?
Right.
It's the interesting thing that people always try to attack the character of someone instead of the facts of someone. And then they always got to, you know, play the, is my word against yours and who do I believe? And so when you start doing stuff like that, you have to prove it. And if you can't prove it, then you looking like the bad person. So, unfortunately, it's not looking good for the mother of his child right now, because he's getting cleared and he's got his followers behind him, you know, now saying, okay, now she lied. So now they're really rallying behind him. And it's really now the father movement, where a lot of the fathers are getting custody of their kids. So she better be careful. It ain't a woman's world in every state.
It's so
right. Right, right. I'll be looking at that. Mm. Sorry to see that brother going through that. I'm just saying, anybody go through that. I'm just saying.
I was sad to see it, because the only thing he was talking about was how much he loved his daughter. And from the videos that I've seen him post on Instagram and Facebook, and, you know what I'm saying, just following him for so long, he loves his baby. You know what I'm saying? You got
mm-hmm.
single moms out there that wish they had that for their child.
But, you know, the quickest thing
right.
that we know as women how to hurt a man is to take their children away from them. That is the quickest thing to hurt a man, you know. And nowadays, they don't understand that men are fighting back.
Because men don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. And in some cases, you know, he's going to take everybody out, so they better stop it.
Right. And you know what? It does seem like sometimes it do seem like some guys, it seems like they don't care. But it seems like their moms, they don't try to take them away. No, they be trying to put them on them. So it seems to be the reversal. When the men don't care, then the moms are like, no, you coming to get this one. No, you coming over here. I ain't got time. Well, you going to make some time. Make some ding dong. Who is it? The kids is at the door.
I'm not going to force you to be a parent.
That's them baby kids. That's them baby kids. Well, nobody want no baby kids who ain't been ruled, ain't been trained, and been trained to hate you. And then they be like, here you go. But I don't even know who this dude is. You ain't brought him home just 6 years ago. For real? That ain't right.
Right. Anybody trying to go to their daddy house anyway? Daddy only got half of everything. Daddy got peanut butter. He ain't got no jelly. Get it? He got popcorn. He ain't got no butter.
True.
You know, I'm trying to go to Daddy house. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
He ain't got
so,
no food.
So, hey, before,
unless he got a fat girl.
He got some food.
Then you know he got all the stuff.
Right.
That's
we got right. That one. You wait. That one girl who got that EBT card be like, I'm going to Daddy house. It's the third.
I ain't gonna touch that. That's a girl, Rob G. From the Twin Cities. My family. Monsters Radio Live. Take over Tuesday.
To my family.
Yeah, we got Slick on, y'all. Independent music. Multi-dimension music group. Equator Records.
What am I? With you it never really mattered what, when or why. Loving me for you is something that came naturally. And everything I ever needed, see you gave to me. When I was down you said, boy, just keep your head high. Hard times are past, you know we gon' get by. As the world it turns, sometimes people get burned. Yes, we live and we learn, true we live and we learn. And I owe it all to my loved ones, to my sisters, my brothers, even my cousins, my baby mamas, and even all of their loved ones. You gave me love and there wasn't even no love, son. And to my wifey, you know that we gon' ride on. Just keep it mom and head up, baby, just stay strong. It's been cloudy outside, sunshine, it's around the way. Just keep this beat on rolling. From bottom to top, you were the understand and let me be me. Now to my family, I love you. To my family, I need you. Wanna thank you for the clothes and shoes, for supporting me while I pay my dues. You stood by my side while my chips were earned. You took care of me. Now it's my turn. And I owe it all to my loved ones, to my sisters, my brothers, even my cousins, my baby mamas, and even all the they loved ones. You gave me love and there wasn't even no love, son. And to my wifey, you know that we gon' ride on. Keep a mobbing head up, baby, stay strong. It's been cloudy outside, sunshine, it's around the way. Just keep this beat on rolling.
From the bottom to the top, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get back into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat. I got Jazzy B with me. I also got Miss Unbelievable. So we already talked about a couple of things tonight. Now, here's one It may take up the rest of the show. I'm just saying. It is what it is. Do any of you watch the TV show Chicago Fire?
I have watched it. I haven't watched it lately.
Okay.
Once or twice.
Let's see. Okay. It looks like it doesn't say which character she played, but check it out. Apparently, one of the actresses, I remember hearing something about this a while back. Maybe it was a different lady, but apparently bouncers are starting to get a little rough with the ladies up in the clubs. And it's starting to, like, you know, be an epidemic almost. I remember one where one lady was saying she got thrown outside of a club, and they were saying, no, she got beat up across the street and some other stuff. Well, anyway, that has nothing to do with this, but this is what is going on this this episode of Chicago Fire outside of the show. Apparently, one of the actresses keeps throwing the bouncer because it says that he tried to choke her out. Like, damn, okay, for real. Wow, alright, this is what it say, y'all. A bouncer went full WWE on a Chicago Fire actress outside of a popular LA rooftop bar, according to the lawsuit she filed against the Ace Hotel. Alexandria Meech, who also been on Gossip Girl, says last summer the bouncer grabbed her, forced her into the elevator at upstairs, the hotel's popular rooftop lounge and bar. There's more. According to the suit, the guy twisted her wrist, put her in a chokehold, and threw her to the floor for the lift, you know, for the ride of the elevator. She says she was injured and humiliated to the point that she suffers anxiety attacks in the suit. Alexandria doesn't offer any explanation for why they sparked the alleged ass whooping. Hey, that's what they said. I didn't say the ass whooping part. Her attorney, Neil Steiner, tells us his team is narrowing in on the bouncer's identity. We reached out to Ace. So far, no word back. I mean, the real red flag to me is, I mean, don't get me twisted. I feel for the sister and any woman that has to go through that. They're going to have to come up with some type of new system for getting women out of there, even though some of y'all need to be thrown out by a man because y'all fight like a man. But they said, they're saying that they're trying to narrow down who the bouncer's identity was. Okay. Didn't they say this happened last summer? They don't know who it was. There's some shenanigans going on. I'm just saying. Something ain't right.
I just want all the bouncers to know. This is Jazzy's disclaimer. I just want all the bouncers to know who was out here acting like this. If one of y'all happened to grab me in the club to throw me out, boy, y'all gonna have a time on y'all hands, and y'all probably gonna end up cut. What's wrong with y'all?
Oh, I like me, Jesus.
I'm serious.
My thing is,
I always got a knife in the club.
What are you doing that's making you get thrown out the club like that? Like, are you arguing? Or are you that drunk? Are you that belligerent where they feel like they have to take you out like that? Come on. Where's your etiquette coming into a club and coming out of club first? But if I get grabbed up like that, 9 times out of 10, yeah, he getting cut. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. That's what happened, motherfuckers. I can't be cut too many more damn times now. I'm just saying. I hope y'all was talking about me. I got kicked off. Was y'all talking about something else?
Mm-mm. We weren't talking about you.
Oh.
We weren't talking about you. We were talking about the bouncer will get cut if they touch us like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know, like, what, you know.
I swear to God.
Just because you look through my purse, don't mean you look through my purse well. Because I don't do them long. I like doing, you know, the razors work very well. On my people.
Well, I'm just going to slide in there. One disclaimer. All the comments of those are the people speaking. It may not be directly on Monsters Radio. Number two, Lord, help me. I just came in while y'all talking about cutting people. I'm talking about, yeah, I got cut. I'm the one. Yeah, I just came in the wrong moment, didn't I? Oh, man.
Listen, Monster, you didn't have to put out a disclaimer. I put out a disclaimer myself before I said what I said, and I meant it. I did. I don't know when the females will get thrown out of the club like that, but either way, shouldn't no dude be handled on a female like that? I don't give a fuck what she did. She's a fucking girl.
At all.
You are a big-ass bouncer. Right. Fuck out of here.
So what would be the proper way?
Like that.
So what would be the proper way to ask for a bouncer to ask a woman to leave?
I'm gonna need you to leave. And then there's like proper hand holding. Like there's proper ways to get a like female out of or people out of a club where you're not hurting them. You learn it. Like there's physical restraints that you learn if you've been trained as a security guard or, you know, a person who works in any type of law enforcement or any type of school, you're trained to know how to successfully remove a person without hurting them.
Even though the cops ain't doing it either.
Even though you're trained how to do it. I don't care how tall you are or how short you are, you're trained to do it. There's a way that you can grab the elbow. There's a way that you can grab the wrist. There's a way that you can grab, you know, how you walk out with them. There's several ways. I went through that training, so I know.
You could pinch a nerve in their hand. I bet they get up and walk out.
All you do is hold that hand up and grab them by the elbow and walk out.
Yeah.
Here's one. I know
Seriously.
One that'll work. What you do is you stomp on her pinky toe. Every time she tries to fight back, her ankle goes pop, pop, in them heels to that pinky toe and giving them enough support. Is that a good one?
You can hurt them that way as well because you're giving out that support on the ankles.
Right.
But basically, just ask them to leave.
Yeah.
And if they don't leave, you know what I'm saying, then they call 911. Don't be trying to Captain Save-A-Ho.
Hey, let's keep it 100 now. If you live in East St. Louis, now I said East St. Louis, some of them girls, they just ain't going out when you just ask them to leave. And I'll tell you why. There was a time we did a little tour. We went to St. Louis. And so somehow we ended up in East St. Louis. It's a whole nother city. I'm telling y'all, you can't say you was on the east side of St. Louis. You got to say East St. Louis. Big shout out to JoJo's. But I can't remember the name of the club. But let's put it like this. Some lady, she did something. We just had got there. Some lady did something wrong. And they asked if she was on the dance floor. I don't know if she had too much to drink or what. But they asked her to leave. And the bouncer they took like three bouncers to try to get her to leave up out of there. And I swear to you, I am not joking. This lady hit everybody on her way out. I couldn't believe it. We was looking like, what? She hit everybody until she got to the end of the bar and hit the wrong black chick. They didn't have the bouncer. They had to put her out. The other girl fought her outside. And the bouncer broke it up outside and got the other girl back inside. But I'm just saying, it don't always work. In it. Ma'am, can you leave? Nope. I swear, she hit everybody. I'm glad I was against the wall. Because I probably would have got hit, too.
Oh, that would have been funny.
No,
I ain't going to lie. Sometimes watching fights in the club is funny.
It's hilarious until somebody pull out a gun.
Oh, it's hilarious. Right.
This
being dumb.
Yeah. Especially on both of them drunk.
Just don't know how to take
you know what I mean?
No more.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. And then when the ankles just break loose when they fall.
Yeah.
Or the one that's trying not to fall and not everything over. Like in the 6 foot radius.
or the one that barely have on clothes anyway and end up naked by the end of the fight.
This is a good fight.
Oh wait, when they snatching the weeds and the wigs off, oh my goodness, and you see what's underneath.
But hey, I'm not gonna lie though. Us as men, That's the first thing. We don't be thinking about breaking y'all up. We trying to see who's tickle bitties we gonna see first. I'm not gonna lie. We wanna listen. We hate when y'all punch. It is. We hate when y'all. We want to see y'all pull and tug, and snatch all that shit.
Well, it is what it is.
Because nine times out of ten, somebody ain't got no draws on. Trying to tell y'all.
I ain't never going to be able to enjoy no jazzy fighting.
Yes, we are. Jazzy, yes, we will. We're going to be like, what man is going to hit her next? Because she is fighting like a man. Who got next? I'm putting bets down on the table. I got her. You ain't going to win, dog. I got her. Whooping your tail. Come on with it, Cletus.
Oh, all right. So, oh, man, we ain't going to make it to the end of the who's bumping who. I knew that one was going to take up a minute. So I guess the other one was Jordan Sparks for you American Idol fans. If you didn't know, apparently she got married. That's right. She got married to her fitness guru and aspiring model boyfriend, Dana Isaiah. Okay, what's the scoop on that? Because all I got is the article.
I really don't know the scoop, but I know they did get married.
Oh, okay.
I thought I seen something about her being pregnant as well. I'm not really too sure about that last one, but I think I did see that.
Nope. Yep, you're right. They eloped in back in July. They eloped in Hawaii. They got married in front of a small group of friends. They got a nice little picture of them on the beach. Oh, look, they all nice. Oh, damn, that rock, though. Anyway, and also she has announced that she is pregnant. She got pregnant in August. And she said she was in initial shock about it, but now she's excited and she's sharing the news. So congratulations. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay. Yeah, y'all gonna like that picture, ladies and guys. It is what it is. Okay. Yeah, I ain't gonna go into this Meek Mill. We ain't got time for that. So all right, ladies, y'all got any last words or anything else y'all wanna put out there before we get up out of here?
I'm just gonna tell y'all to go ahead and cop that. So gone. Oh, Cinderella one more time. So gone.
Okay. Make sure y'all get it. Let's see. I'm trying to see if we can do something for people who go cop it and post it on Facebook or social media. We got to come up with something. But also, too, don't forget people coming up December 26th. Second, it's the Yin Yang Twins. It's official now. Wednesday nights on Wet Wednesdays. We're going to have giveaways every Wednesday night coming up into the show. That's why we're going to give away Yin Yang tickets. So make sure you tune in for that. Get your tickets for the Yin Yang Twins. It's unbelievable. You got any last words?
Good night.
Y'all got me with that 22nd. Y'all know I love the Yin Yang Twins.
Oh. If you care to bear the cold, bring your ass. I'm just saying. Bring your ass.
I need an autographed monster shirt.
Okay. I got you. Look, made me feel all jiggly inside. It is what it is. So, all right, y'all. That's our Takeover Tuesday for tonight. Tune in tomorrow, Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Follow us on all social media. Let's see. And find us on Facebook, The Mom Stars. The Mom Stars. The Mom Stars. I'm up out of here, y'all. Peace.